Welcome to Washington Defender, Pastor. Pastor, I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, if you're enjoying these, I want to encourage you to like, subscribe, share, comment, place in your huddle. You might be a deacon or elder. Share this with your pastor. It might help you out in how to be involved in the public square. Also, I want to remind you, our heart here is to speak from one pastor to another pastor and just create ideas about how we might engage the public community. Also, if you're a pastor out there and you'd like to come on the show, I would love to have you. We're always looking for special guests, and we have three or four, I think, are getting scheduled right now, and we want to do many, many more. So this is a spot for you and me to sit down and talk and think about how we might move the public square forward. Today, it's going to be an exciting day. We're going to talk about your mission filled. And I love this. In Matthew, it says this, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.'" Now, I know you know this, Pastor. This is after Jesus' resurrection. This is before he's leaving earth as we know it. And we see that he says, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Your mission field it concentrates because all authority has been given to Jesus Christ. He has given authority over your city, authority over your workplaces, over all the places that employ people, every place where your congregation is going to tread, their feet are going to be at a place where Jesus' authority is there. Now, what's interesting about that is we know that we're in a spiritual battle. And so in the spiritual battle, oftentimes the enemy begins to win, and we know that Jesus ultimately wins at the end. So Jesus Christ has all authority. And then he goes on to say, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit." So he says, "I want you to go." And this is, as pastors, you're both training your people, you're equipping your saints that are in your church for the works of service, but you also are to go. So it's a both and. We go as pastors and leaders, and we also are training those around us to go as well. And we're supposed to go where? Into the public spaces with the gospel message, the good news of Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for our sins, that he rose again, that we may have eternal life. And so that is our mission field, and we are to go. He says, the second part of that, he says, to make disciples of all nations. And so we are to make disciples. And this discipleship that we are to have is to be a relationship with Jesus Christ. And again, we're preparing ourselves to go, but we're preparing our congregation to make disciples as well. And so having this in mind, it really is important that we speak to what 99% of our congregation is experiencing on a weekly or daily basis. They're not experiencing the same things that we experience. They're experiencing injustice, discrimination. They're experiencing tensions of worldview. They're experiencing non-biblical values rising up at unprecedented levels. And so we need to make disciples who are well-equipped handle these issues. And then it says, of all nations. And I love this because our nation is included in that. So should we have a global mindset as far as we want every single nation in the world to be able to hear the gospel message, to become disciples of Jesus Christ, and then to be sent back out? Of course. Of course we do. And that is our heart's desire, is that all nations come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, including the nation that we find ourselves in the United States of America. And so we need to step up our game. We are losing the cultural war. We are seeing that the progressive ideology is so much more affluent and influential in our public square, that a secular mindset absent of God is very common. And we're kind of going out of our minds as far as we're reversing back to anti-Semitic behavior. We're reversing back to discrimination on skin colors. We're reversing back to a lot of different things that are just contrary to the Word of God. And we need to disciple those nations. And what do? We baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we're going, we're making disciples, and we're baptizing them. Those are the three things that we see so far. And I want to encourage you to think about, how are you taking those to the public square? And it says, now we're teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. This is very important. This teaching is not a theoretical teaching of ideas of theology that somehow don't connect to their daily struggles, their daily things that they're going through. This teaching we see from Jesus was very much public, was very much practical in what everyday people were going to face. He used soil. He used lamps. He used water. He used common items and objects to teach us how to interact on a daily basis with each other and with God. And so when you think about this, teaching them to observe all that God has commanded us, what are the two most simplest commands? Love God and love others. And we do that because we've got to learn how to apply that in a daily relationship. Teaching them the things that I've commanded you, and I am with you, some say, and lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age. He is always with us. His presence is with us. Isn't that exciting that God goes with us each and every step of the way? Well, I hope that this is encouraging to you. I want to give you some outreach ideas that FPIW and FPIW Action has put together. We have put together a strategic calendar for outreach for your church to help impact the public square. And it gives you an overview like this so that you can see the entire year. I know that's probably pretty small. So let me jump over to the website here and bring that up for you. So if you go to FPIW.org and you click down here and you go to Public Square Ministries, you're going to see outreach ministry resources. And under outreach, you're going to have a whole bunch of items that you can do. Here's the summary calendar that you can see right here. And if you can read this, this is Educator Month. We want to honor our educators. And in each of our outreaches, what is interesting about them is we give you something that an individual can do, something that a small group Bible study can do, and something that you can do church-wide. So there's three components or three categories in each outreach, something an individual can do, something that a small group can do, and something that a church-wide can do as well. So we give those to you. And so here's the individual, some ideas that you can walk in and encourage your congregation to do. Here's some things as a small group that you can step out and have them do as a Bible study together. And then finally, here are some things as a church-wide initiative that you can do. And so we know this about FPIW and FPIW Action. We know that our goal is to help equip the church to be active in the public square. We're not here to take the place of the church. We're not here to somehow, overtake the church. We're just simply trying to provide practical tools so that you can reach out to your neighbors. And so I want to encourage you to check out fpiw.org. Again, it's Public Square Ministry. And then you go down to the outreach button and you'll see our outreaches. Now, I've been asked, can we do them out of order? And the answer is yes. Of course, you can do them what order you want. Those are just suggested. We also want to encourage you to disciple your community. And so we are adopting every single elected official for prayer, from the dog catcher to the governor. We want to encourage you to adopt those elected and to pray for them. This particular book has much on the elected officials in Olympia and has a pictorial guide. Or no, this is the city, excuse me. This is for city. On our website as well, you can go to find out who your elected officials are on your city and check that out as well. So let's close in prayer, and then we'll see you next time. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you have sent us into the world to disciple all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all that you have commanded. So, Lord, we know that we're facing unprecedented times of conflict, of polarization, of tension, of sinfulness in the public square. Give us the wisdom and insight as to what we can do to make a difference in this time, to take Jesus Christ to the public square. And so we know that you can give us that wisdom. Help us to be people who reach out into our community, who truly disciple our community to walk with you. God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy upon our life. As pastors, we need your wisdom, your direction, and your insight. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you haven't become a financial partner with FPIW, I want to encourage you to think about putting us in your home missions donations. And so at $100 a month or $50 a month, we want to help create resources that impact you, impact your church, and impact your community. I hope you're having a great day. And like we like to say around here, go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.